Hi there. The word for you today is you too, Brutus. In Psalm 55, verse 13, we read, "It was my closest friend, the one I trusted most. No dagger strikes as deeply as the thrust of betrayal." Maybe you identify with David's story of treachery. It's the cry of a wounded heart, a desperate prayer for relief. He's overwhelmed and shaken to his core. "If it had been an enemy," he said, "then I could bear it. But it was, quote, my closest friend, the one I trusted most. We enjoyed being together, and we went to your house together, O God." It was a bitter pill for David to swallow. His bosom pal, the last one he'd ever suspect, the person he trusted with his deepest secrets, a brother in the faith and a fellow worshipper. No wonder his heart was broken. He was in a life-threatening situation because of a covenant-breaking friend. Listen to him. "As for my companion, he betrayed his friends. He broke his promises. His words are as smooth as butter, but in his heart is war. His words are soothing as a lotion, but underneath are daggers." Strong language, a lot of pain there, eh? So how does David get beyond his grief? By doing these three things. Number one, he acknowledges it. He verbalizes the emotions he's feeling. That's so important. Number two, he talks to God about it. Instead of faking some pseudo-change, he gets before God, opens his heart, and shares his anguish. Listen to him, morning, noon, and night. "My complaints and groans go up to him, and he will hear my voice." And number three, he turns his situation over to God. He writes verse 22 of Psalm 55, "Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll never let good people topple into ruin." So today, do these three things. Do what David did, and you'll get back on track again.